This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said his dream is to ensure the presence of at least one cuisine of India in every kitchen of the world. He said his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance.
Mera to sapna hai ki duniya ki har rasoi mein Bharat ke kisan ka ugaya koi na koi utpad hona hi chahiye. Is varsh ke budget ne bhi isi vision ko aage badhaya hai.
The Prime Minister said promotion of makhana is also such an initiative in this direction. He said after the constitution of the makhana board, export will increase in the global market and growers will get help in production, value addition and marketing. He said Eastern India has huge potential in food processing, so we are going to establish NIFTM in Bihar. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi said, this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said, common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. From the World Bank to all the major institutions of the world are calling India the fastest growing economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi under the youth exchange program Vatan Ko Jano. A total of 250 children who are on a visit to New Delhi participated in the program. Interacting with the children, Mr. Shah said in the last 10 years under the Narendra Modi government, Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed. He said unprecedented work has been done in developing infrastructure such as enhancing roads, railways and airports. A group of participants in the conference for women peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. She said women peacekeepers are better equipped to address gender-based violence, build trust and promote dialogue. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. India and the United Kingdom today agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal mentioned that this is an outcome of discussions held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Sir Keir Starmer on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro in November 2024. Vijender Gupta was elected as the Speaker of the newly constituted Delhi Legislative Assembly today. He represents Rohini constituency in the Assembly. Earlier in the day, Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administered the oath to Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues and other elected members of the Assembly. The benchmark domestic equity indices fell over 1% today in line with decline in global equities. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, declined 857 points to close at 74,454. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, lost 252 points to settle at 22,553. The broader market indices at the BSE also ended in negative territory. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Bangladesh were 236 for 9 in 49.5 overs against New Zealand in their Group A match in Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to bowl. A win for New Zealand will secure their spot in the semi-finals alongside India, surpassing defending champions Pakistan and Bangladesh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.